How's it going? Welcome everybody to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey, I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Bassan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys, and I mean nothing is off limits.
Nothing at all. So, as some of you may know already, we already have our giveaway live. You can go to High Rise Fuel socials as far as Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Even on the website, it's also listed on there. If you just go to highrisefuel.com, we do have the giveaway at the very top as a, we call it like a button, I guess. Click to action is what we call it in our world, but sends you over to the giveaway. It's free to enter. Tons of different entry methods. From following on social medias, following the podcast, following High Rise Fuel. You subscribe to our newsletter, you get like 100 points or 100 entries, bonus entries for purchases and stuff like that. We got two going on, and if everything goes well, we'd like to do this every single month. So we will definitely play it by ear, see how things go right now. But by all means, if you guys have any questions, reach out on social medias or just let us know.
And it's good stuff too, man. Like, I have one of the items right here in front of me. I'm using it right now. Oh my God. It looks fucking sick just to keep it there, like on your table, your desk, or just take it anywhere, you know? Like, it's very, like, what's the word, bro? Help me out here.
Very demure.
Demure, yeah, right? Very clear.
I never understood the meaning of that fucking word, bro. But that's the first thing that came to mind when he said it. It's very demure, bro.
Yeah, bro. This thing's sick, man.
Now, yeah, they're cool, man. So what we're giving away, just to kind of explain a little bit of what it is, at least. It is basically, honestly, it's super simple stuff. So we're giving away a 6-pack of High Rise Fuel. 3 regular cans and 3 sugar-free cans, 2 tumblers, not one, but 2, one designed off 4-Day Breaks and one designed off High Rise Fuel, and you'll get one t-shirt in your size, obviously, and of your choice as far as the design. On our website, you can see the Longhorn or the Skull design. It'll be one of those. If we do happen to finalize some of the other designs we've been working on behind the scenes, maybe we'll include that into it, or maybe we'll just do it in another month. But simple stuff, literally takes everybody I've talked to that has entered already, literally takes maybe like 3 minutes to enter every single thing. So 3 minutes to win stuff. It's about $75 value each one, or in total, sorry. And it's great. You know, it's $150 basically that we're giving away, $75 to each person, and it works out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free, you know, it's giving back to the people that listen in, people that support the brand and stuff like that. So it's always a good thing.
Yeah, for real. We greatly appreciate all of you guys, man.
100%. As far as how the podcast is going, things have been good. Things have been really good as far as the listens we're getting, the support, you know, we're getting. We're planning a ton of different guests. Lots of stuff moving behind the scenes, obviously, aside from us just, you know, getting on here every second day of 4-Day Break and talking to everybody. So it's definitely a lot of good things coming up, and hopefully some major changes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of changes, one of the things we're looking to do, we will probably, hopefully, try to start going video. I don't know how we're going to make it work. Obviously, it's easy for me and Bassan because we kind of live close to each other. We're not that far. But the video side of things is just a whole other realm of, you know, you could have a ton of different issues, ton of different, whether it be audio and video or just audio issues. There's just so much what they call technical difficulties that we could be getting. Maybe we'll see how things work out, but we definitely want to try and start doing that hopefully sometime in the next few months and get things rolling in that way, which I think would be cool. It'd be cool for us to have a setup, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah,
be able to conversate, sure, and kind of see our stupid faces when we're talking, we're trying to think of something that we're trying to say. I think that would be, you know, it'd be good engaging for, you know, the listeners and stuff like that.
No, yeah.
But yeah, aside from that, I know there's a few things we wanted to talk about. But one of the things we want to kind of go over is what is everybody's thoughts on scheduling, right? Like as far as the way your work cycle goes. I know every department has their own way of doing things. We here do the
We do the Kelly schedule over here. And
we're on 24 off. And there's different schedules. I know there's like the 48-96. There's the 24 on, 48 off, which I think that schedule sucks, to be honest.
Dude, honestly.
Yeah, bro. I don't know how Medicare does it with the 24-48, bro. That's
so Medicare does that, huh? I didn't even know
that. Yeah, they do 24-48s, bro. I think that is – it's – garbage, in my opinion. Not the agency, just that schedule is trash.
No, yeah.
I guess only to came an extent, to, I get it because they're busy, but
yeah.
I mean, fuck, I don't know.
It's because, bro, like, I don't know, because like I've only came from Kelly schedules, bro, like in my past departments and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and I know there's a department here where we live. They do 48-96. I feel like maybe like two or three departments here.
I think Alton does 48-96, don't they?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, that they do 48-96. I haven't heard anything from it. I know it came to a point where we went to a station opening in another city, and I saw one of the guys from Alton there, and me and him were good friends. You know, he was my, at the time when I was there, he was my lieutenant, and now he's like a captain, or he's doing good shit over there, bro. So shout out to him. But I've always been wanting to ask him, like, hey, man, like, how do you feel about your schedule? Like, how is the 48-96? To me, I feel like I would like it. It sucks. Yeah, being awake, you know, I have fucking two dogs, bro. I have a weenie dog that fucking makes a fucking mess and a Yorkie that eats, like, fucking everything, bro. Like, every fucking damn thing. So it's kind of like, you know, if I can just spare an hour just to go fucking drop off some food, like, you know what I mean, like come back, like I think that'd be perfect. But I feel like that's kind of like my only thing in a way. And but like the 96 off, shit, I mean, we do it right now too. I mean, look at us right now.
Mm-hmm. We're just vibing, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying.
Let me see. I'm trying to, it says I know Larry had sent me some stuff regarding 48-96, and I'm trying to find it.
Well, yeah, because they lose out on so in reality you would need to get a little bit of a pay raise just to kind of make up for what you're doing, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Something from like what that. I've heard, yes. So what I've heard is that there needs to be a pay increase, but I can't remember exactly what's adjusted as far as the scheduling. I think you get more time off.
Yeah, so we do. So we get, oh, dude, we were literally talking about it recently too, bro. I think it's like, what, 20, 30 some days?
Something like that.
It's, let me see.
I can't remember exactly what it is, but if I remember correctly, it's like you get more time off, essentially. But I can't remember. This guy sent it to me, bro, and I can't remember what it was. But aside from that, like, what are everybody's thoughts on the schedules itself, right? So, like, we do the Kelly schedule, and while, don't get me wrong, I love the Kelly schedule. It's great. I love the four-day breaks. I just don't see, like, a major issue, aside from obviously the city having to adjust pay and stuff like that, right? But I don't see a major issue. You go in for 2 days, you're there 48 hours, knock out whatever you got to do. If it's busy, hey, it is what it is, right? We all got to live with it. Mm-hmm. You go through it, embrace the suck, go home for 4 days, and then do it again. Come back for 2 days, and then you go home. I said this in-between day, bro, like for me personally, I hate shaving every day.
Yeah. I
hate it with a passion, bro. My beard grows so fucking quick. I shave in the morning, right? I don't shave against the grain when I go to work. I only shave down.
Okay.
Cause if I shave against the grain, it just fucks up my whole fucking face and shit. So
yeah.
I shave down, and by the next day, bro, I'm already fucking back to square one.
No, yeah. No,
I already got like 3 centimeters of fucking hair on my face, bro. It's crazy. But I think that like the 4896, you know, you shave one day, and the next day you could do a quick touch up too, right? Mm-hmm. And you're good. Then you go on 4 day, you're off. You take less time off if you need to be off. For example, instead of taking a 72, if you need to take a whole cycle, you just take a 48. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like also like another thing too, what people kind of complain about in a way. I mean, you know, like we, our department, we have like our own policies and our own stuff. But what people would do, from what I heard, is that during like their 48, the first day they'll check their trucks, and like the second day, not sleep in, right? Of course, but like they won't check it. Like, you know, they'll still be up by 6 or whatever the fuck the time that the lieutenant says or whatever our policy says. Mm-hmm. And they won't check the truck. Like, so it's just kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a, like another thing where it's like, okay, well now you got
to either kill time. You're already on the truck. It eliminates you having to check it a second time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. If you use something or did whatever, you should already know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the 4896 schedule would be cool. I don't see our department ever changing to it.
Yeah, I see the same thing too. I really don't, bro.
I mean, so I've talked to like what, you know, doing the firefighter challenge this last year. I talked to for example, I think it was Sparks FD. They just switched like 2-3 years ago or something like that to the 4896 from the Kelly schedule,
mm-hmm.
and everybody I talked to loved it. So, to me, it's like, you know, seeing other departments switch to it and then, you know, liking it or enjoying it a lot more is like, why wouldn't we want to do something like that? You know?
No, I mean? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's not like we're Station 9 in LA that's going, you know, to 100 calls a shift or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's, We're not like that. You know, yeah, don't get me wrong. We did the calls like the other day, right? With Station 2, they got kind of hammered. Mm-hmm. At night, but it's kind of like we're not at that level where it's like, you know, it really wouldn't be beneficial. I think it's more beneficial for everybody to kind of go in, knock out their 2 days, go on 4 day break, and then just restart it. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, yeah.
So what I end up seeing is like if we have our in between day, if we have a busy night, I go to sleep the next morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then most of my morning's gone, and then I've got my day, and then I do whatever I need to do throughout the day. And then now I'm like, all right, I gotta go back to sleep. I gotta wake up tomorrow for work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's just my thought. I think it would be a little more beneficial, I guess you would say.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of like schedules and stuff like that, I mean, like, well, how do you feel about going EMS?
Ooh, I don't know, man. It's just like. I remember when the rumors circulated like a few years ago when Hidalgo County EMS, you know, shut down or whatever.
Yeah.
And the city was looking to buy it, right? But then obviously the city of FAR ended up buying it. But like when they were going through that process, I was just like, man, like fortunately I'm not an EMT. Right?
Yeah.
Fortunately. But I don't know. I'm not against going EMS, but I think it would have to be a completely separate division. Kind of like fire prevention and fire suppression.
Yeah, well, like
it would need to be a completely separate division, but it would need to hire separately, not like prevention where they come normally from suppression.
Yeah.
It would need to be completely separate in hiring their own people, right? Like, so you'd have like an EMS deputy chief or whatever, and then you'd have like an EMS captain, and then you'd have your paramedic, your PIC, the paramedic in charge, and then you'd go to, you know, your basic, if they want to do that or they want to run 2 paramedics per truck, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I think that's how it should be if they ever decide to go that route. I don't know, though, because, like, if we were to do it kind of like the other cities, right, like Weslaco and Mission, like, what ends up happening is they take off the engines, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If they need to push these other, what's it called? Ambulance calls or whatever, send a reserve ambulance. Hey, you know what? Take the engine out of service or do this. And it's like, man, I don't know about all that. I'm not against it. I just think it would have to be a completely separate division that hires separately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with the same thing. I would kind of prefer more of like the way FAR does it. They have their own stuff. They have their own chief. They do their own stuff. Like, you know what I mean? They hire their own people on their side, which is cool. I mean, we... zero problem working alongside. I mean, we do it with Medicare all fucking day, you know?
Yeah.
But like, other than that, I mean, I think it'd be cool, you know, but mm-hmm. I don't want to be fucking bouncing around saying like, okay, well, like if we're working the Kelly schedule, you know, we work Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm on the fucking engine. On Wednesday, they're like, oh, well, we need someone in the box. I'm the fucking, the new hire, so might as well mm-hmm. move me, you know? And it's just like, well, fuck that. Like, that's not what I'm here for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here to mm-hmm. fucking do my job just because I have a fucking stupid cert. I mean, like, you know, like, it doesn't, that's the only thing I feel like it would be, like, a lot more troublesome, especially from, like, what I heard coming from, like, Mission and Westaco. I mean, it's just, like, the way you said, like, the engines, they roll out to them shits, too, which is, like, hey, that's cool, you know, manpower, I mean, that's mm-hmm. fucking badass, you know, but, I mean, if you really think about it, that's an engine out of service for whatever could happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I think if it's a completely separate division, bro, I think it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we, like you said, we work with them all the time. You know what I mean? Like with
yeah.
Medicare, they're, especially where I'm at, right? Because your crew leaves at 7 p.m., but at Station 2, they're there the whole 24. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, we see them all the time, and they are busy, bro. Like,
I fucking bet, bro.
They are fucking busy, bro. While we're there eating lunch or whatever, like, these guys are already on call number, like, 20 and shit, bro. Like, they're busy. On that note, right, this is completely off topic, but it just brought it up to me. What I've realized is, this is something obviously that is way off topic from EMS, but dispatching, bro. I never understand how, like, let's just go with, like, a structure fire, a major MVA, a whatever, right? Something where fire is normally going to be in charge of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
We're the last ones to know.
Oh yeah. Bro.
I'm like flabbergasted at that shit. Like, how is a apartment fire, how is it more priority to send? Obviously, I know law enforcement's a lot quicker, right? They're quicker to get there. They got a smaller unit. They're already on the road, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they'll go through the process of letting everything know on PD side. And then dispatch us. It's crazy, bro.
No, yeah.
And then they'll even call EMS before us, bro. It's like, what?
Yeah, like recently, bro, they had a medical call, bro. And EMS was already on scene. The dispatch lady or whatever the fuck, she was like saying like, okay, well, like EMS is already on scene. They just need assistance, you know, like CPR already initiated. Bunch of bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking PD was en route. And then they toned us out. Saying like, okay, let's go assist them. PD showed up first, of course, but it's just like, what the fuck are they going to do? Do mm-hmm. they have Lucas's in their truck? Like, do they have AEDs? Like, bro, they don't got shit. I mean, what are they there for? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you. Even like with like the other stuff, like structure fires, like, okay, like normally 9 times out of 10, any officer that's there is there to help us evacuate, right?
Yeah.
That way we can get started. And don't get me wrong, there's some officers that go above and beyond and they know what the fuck's going down. They try to set things up accordingly. They try to find out if people are in there, whatever. Not saying that that's bad. I'm just saying, like, the thought process with dispatch. And I did dispatching. I know the way it goes. I did it for a year. You know what I mean?
Where'd you do it at?
I did it in Mission. And
holy shit.
When I was dispatching, it was like, at least in Mission, I'll say this. In Mission, bro, dispatching over there, they got it locked down, right?
Yeah.
They, as soon as they find out what it's for, they transfer to that department. You stay listening in, send an officer while they're dispatching fire already. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Because over there, Mission has their own dispatcher, right, for fire.
Yeah.
And then at the time, it was Medicare still, so you would just transfer. You have easy access to transfer to Medicare or to Mission Fire. You transfer it over and you could stay listening in on the 911. Mm-hmm. And once you get the address, whatever, put it through and you send an officer, right?
Yeah.
Easy. I don't know how it's done in Edinburgh, right? So I can't knock it. I don't know how it's done, but it ain't like that, to my knowledge. It ain't like that.
Well, I heard that before. That you guys had like a fire dispatch.
Yes, but it was only like 8 to 5, right? So It was good, right? Because we always had someone available 8 to 5, but like after hours and shit. Like, I don't know, man. I just think that at our size, bro, we need to have our own dispatch, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of times, man, like I'll be on the radio trying to call dispatch to get a, you know, give an update or to request something or whatever it may be. And it takes me forever to get a hold of anybody. We're not their priority, and I get it, bro. Like, Leo, you know, Leos are out there. They're doing, you know, traffic stops. You never know what the fuck's going to pop off on their end. You know what I mean? On my end, the worst that's going to happen is I fall off the truck. I stub my toe or some shit, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
unless I'm at a stretcher or something. But, like, that's the worst. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
On their end, yeah, like, I get it. They prioritize what they got to prioritize. And on top of that, bro, that's the department they work for, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
they literally work at the end
for
of the
that
day.
Police department. They don't work for us, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just think we need to have our own dispatch. That way it kind of eliminates a lot of these discrepancies that we kind of have. Because there's tons of stuff, like, even, like, with our reports, there'll be, like, no times. There'll be nothing in the CAD. They're like, it's just say, like, hey, you know what, dispatched, and they arrived on scene, and control time. It's like, bro, I know I said at least like five different things, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
stuff
like that. And it's obviously we want to provide the best services to the citizens, right? Ultimately, that's what we're there for.
Yeah.
It's like Steve said last podcast, man. Like, at the end of the day, we're just civil servants. We're just trying to serve the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, that entail obviously applies to them too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think we should have our own dispatch. I think that's something that, you know, we should be working on to try to get. It's not like we don't have the stuff. We got the equipment at Central, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, bro. Everything's there, bro.
It's not like we don't have it. They have the capabilities. Amen. We have it. It just goes, you know, down to, you know, management and stuff like that. The city side of it too, right? We got a budget for it and, you know, allocate funds, et cetera, et cetera. Especially for however many they want to do. I don't even know how Mission does it. Like, I don't know if they have one person a shift or they have two people that do 12-hour shifts, or they have nine people and they're doing 3-hour or what is it, 8-hour shifts or whatever.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the fuck they're doing it over there. But yeah, so it's stuff like that. You know what I mean? I think that it's a little more. We needed that ball rolling and stuff like that. That went completely off topic for EMS, but it just clicked because I remember one time we were getting an MVA, a major MVA with entrapment, and they were dispatching Medcare. And we're like, what the fuck? We haven't done nothing. And it was in our area, so we're like, all right, let's start heading to the truck. Mm-hmm. And then we're like waiting, right? Because we didn't want to self-dispatch either, so we're just waiting, and like 4 minutes passed, and then we got dispatched. I was like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro, like, it's just, it'll make sense to me, bro.
Yeah.
But that was like completely off topic. Back to the 4896s. I'm for it. I'm going to start a petition. Let's do it. Let's just swap.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the older heads don't want to.
Nah, it's okay. I'll forge their signatures, bro. I'll just do whatever I need to do, bro. And we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Fresh tomorrow.
Imagine. Shit. Starts the next pay period. We're going to 4896. And I have vacation the first two. I think it's good, man. We'll see.
Speaking of that, bro. So, like, actually, obviously requesting vacation is another story. But, like, if I were to call in because I'm sick, do I need to call in both days? Or can I just call in, like, that first day and then show
up?
So,
I've thought about that, too. I don't know, bro. I don't know how that would work.
Damn.
Yeah, I've thought about this. Someone actually asked that. I think Ray asked that. Or someone asked. I don't remember who. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, that'd be a question for people that have 4896 today. If you have it, let us know. How does that work? Can you call in one day? Can you call in 12 hours or something? You know what I mean? Like,
do
you just have a doctor's
real.
Appointment or something like that? Or do you need to, like, call in the whole 48? How does that work? I assume it would be at the discretion of, like, the cat. Like, for us, it's the captain, right? I assume it would be at that discretion. Like, hey, I'm not feeling well, but I took medicine. I'm going to see how I feel in the afternoon, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know what? I'm good. I'll be there in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how it works or what. I have no idea.
Because, like, you could fuck over someone, too, bro. Like, if you call in, they mandate someone, bro, they have to fucking work a 96. Like, you know, like, if they work a 48, And then the next fucking 48, they come on shift. They're on a night.
See, that's another thing though, too. I don't know how that would work. Would they only call in one? Like, would you only stay one shift? Like one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like in ours, I don't know how it is for other departments, but in ours, you can, like normally, I don't know if it's a rule or like an unwritten rule or unspoken rule, but we don't work more than 72.
Shit, bro. My other department, bro, I remember working 120 straight, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, on that note, would it be for example, right? Like, let's just say it's A shift, right? You worked the 48, but you called in, or someone called in on B shift, let's just say.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you're going to stay the first 24, and then someone from C shift is going to relieve you.
Yeah, true. That would work.
You know,
they
would
work the following. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they would work the following day.
Yeah.
So then they would get, you would get a 72. They would get a 72.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would think, but I don't know. I have no idea how that shit works. That would be for like a department that's actually running it. Because then my thing is too is that what if you get an exchange, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's like you're working your 2 days and then the guy wants you to cover the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So you're doing basically a 96.
Yeah, bro.
And then like, is that allowed? Is it not? I mean, that's all questions for someone that's running like in that shift. I don't know, bro. That's a good question.
And yeah, actually, bro.
I'm down. I'm down to ask. I'll ask Larry. Larry, if you're listening, text me if I forget. But we could ask Larry. We could ask Manny too, because they both came from over there. Or anybody that listens in that's from another state or another city, whatever. If you work 48-96, let us know how all that works.
Yeah,
I'm curious genuinely, because I mean, if we ever do by some miracle 10 years from now switch over, I mean, I'd like to know beforehand, right?
No, yeah, for sure.
And now let's get on to the topic here that I have written down. Shout out to Lieutenant Mike. I told him I was going to bring this up in the podcast.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about Basan's biggest pet peeve. I don't know why, but it's his biggest pet peeve. I guess you would say left-handed people or left-footed people. What's your beef with them, bro?
So like, there's no beef. I mean, it's just straight up me telling you straight up, like, you know what I mean? That you're fucking broken, bro. Like, that's just fucking weird that you do shit left-handed. Like, you know, like writing left-handed, bro. Like, I just like, it drops the respect. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy. That's a bold statement.
I don't want to see you. I don't want you to be near me, bro. Like left, bro. Oh my God. And that's because, bro, let me tell you something, bro. My mom, she's fucking left-handed, bro.
This guy.
Yeah, bro.
I thought you were going to say your woman is left-handed.
Nah, bro. Nah. Well, she's fucking, she's normal, bro. My chick, she's normal. She's right-handed.
But your mom is left-handed.
Yeah, but my mom.
You're going to say that your mom is broken is wild as fuck.
Yeah, bro. I tell her all the time. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, do shit like normally with your right hand, like, you know?
And you know what's funny was I was in like, what grade was it, bro? It was like first grade, I think.
Yeah.
They were doing that. I don't know if they did that in school with you, but they were doing it where like they would try to teach you to write with both hands.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried doing it with us.
Yeah. And like I tried it and I don't get me wrong. I was all right. Obviously, it wasn't like normal because I wasn't used to writing with my right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like complicated. I just didn't like it. Like, it just felt it felt unnatural, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with left-handed people or left-footed people.
No, I do, bro. And it's weird, too, bro. Like, I feel like I'm a lot more, like, I do shit more on my left, if that makes sense. Like, I wear my watch on my left. I have tattoos on my fucking left arm. Like you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like,
what if you're just, like, subconsciously jealous?
It could be that too, bro. And that's because like some of them, bro, like they don't really like exaggerate it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I understand like the writing, the kicking, maybe, bro, like maybe. But like if you're fucking grabbing a fork and like eating with your left, it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, show some respect.
Okay. I do that occasionally. The fuck?
Oh, I've done it too. I've done it too. It's hard, bro. I tried doing it with chopsticks like a couple weeks ago. I can't even grab shit with chopsticks, bro. That thing's a skill. That fucking thing.
I think I'm not gonna lie to you, Basan. I think you might be broken, bro.
Sometimes I actually like really think about it. I have to think about it as like maybe I'm the fucking problem, you know? Like maybe I'm supposed to be doing shit left-handed, you know?
Yeah. I mean, chopsticks are complicated, but like I saw this fucking reel about it, right?
Yeah.
And it shows you how to like do it. And ever since then, it just kind of clicked. I was like, I was always the fucker up. And then now I know how to use it. I still can't grab rice to save my life. Grabbing rice with chopsticks is a
fucking... That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Skill.
But like food, like normal, like General Chow or like sweet and sour chicken, whatever the fuck, like that's not complicated. It's grabbing rice, bro. Like a good spoonful of fucking rice with chopsticks, that's hard, bro. Because I always end up getting like fucking 4 or 5 little pieces of rice.
And I feel like every like sushi place, like ramen place, they should automatically give you forks. Like, you know, like you don't gotta ask. I feel like a dickhead, bro, because my chick, like she uses like fucking like chopsticks. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you gotta be in the moment. And, like she says me all that shit, right? And it's just like, bro, fuck the moment. I'm hungry, like, you know? And I just feel like
generalize. Wait, what do you mean you gotta be in the moment, bro?
Yeah, she's just like, you gotta like really like feel it. Like, you know, like we're in the environment of like Japanese, like some bullshit, right? She just tells me that. And it's just like, nah, bro, like I wanna eat. So like they always like give like chopsticks, and it's like, bro, like they should make it a thing to like start handing out some forks too, you know? You just never know. You just never know.
I mean, yeah, but so I think you're broken, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I am too, bro, because I can't grab shit with chopsticks to save my life.
And that's good, right? Because now 4 day breaks could pop off.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're broken. And I'm glad we're crazy, having this discussion and you're able to finally see it. The first step is acknowledging that you're broken.
Yeah.
The second step is figuring out how to fix it.
Yeah, and I don't think I would ever, bro. Yeah, I tell you what's crazy. I tried swinging left-handed, bro, a couple of days ago. I can't do that. I think that's weird. Like maybe I feel like my buddy, like Evan, he's probably right-handed, bro. Like the way he swings, there's just no way. There's just no way that guy's
left-handed. It's also Evan, bro.
That's bro. I took everything into account. Trust me, bro. I'm fucking analyzing this guy's swing. I'm doing everything, you know? Like, okay, this guy doesn't have any sports history, you know? And for him to be playing golf, the hardest fuck... I feel like it's probably one of the hardest sports, bro. Like, you know? Like, whatever. But, and then him being left-handed, I don't even think he writes left-handed, bro. I think he just does... Like, he swings left-handed. Like, you know what I mean?
I have no idea. It's
just weird.
I've actually never paid attention to how he writes.
No, I paid attention to him.
I don't know. I don't know if he's left-handed. I just think it's crazy to think that people that are left-handed are broken. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. That's just like weird. Like, be normal for once. Like, just grow up. Like, you know what I mean?
What about like Tim Tebow, bro?
Bro, it's like saying like Tim Tebow, Ken Griffin Jr. Like, you know what I mean? Ken Griffin Jr., bro, if you look at his swing, bro, it's probably like one of like the most like best swings like in baseball. Like, you know what I mean? Him swinging left-handed, like, and it's people like admire his swing. He's left-handed, you know, which is, it's just weird. But it's crazy to think about, because in left-handed people and playing baseball, they have like a smooth swing compared to like a right-handed person. It doesn't make any sense. I never understood it, but that's what like a lot of people say. And like all the people that they bring up saying like, oh, like this guy has the best swing, they're all left-handed people, you know? Mm.
What if that's the natural way and we're the ones that are broken?
We're the ones that are broken. Yeah, dude. It makes shit. You just opened my fucking mind right now, bro. That's
Think crazy about it, bro. Me, Think about it. What if we're all supposed to be left-handed?
Yeah.
But everybody that's right-handed was just dropped as a baby. True.
Yeah. Cause it's, well, bro, kicking on your left foot, bro, that's crazy, bro. All right. Like the swing.
I can't think about kicking, bro. like a little soccer ball on the floor, kicking it on my left foot, bro. I think I'm gonna fucking eat shit, bro. I've tried throwing like a football left-handed and I can't throw a spiral to save my life.
Oh yeah, me either, bro.
I can't even throw it that far, bro. My like stance or my posture just isn't there for it, bro.
And I feel like that's what's more of it, you know? It's not of you just throwing it with that hand, it's just kind of the little technique, you know?
Yeah, it's just not there for it, bro. I don't think it's good.
Yeah, but I mean,
what if that's the case, bro? What is your thoughts on that? What if we're the ones that are broken? The right hand, the righties. What if being right-handed ain't right?
Fuck, bro. Like, nah, bro. I would fucking fight it to the death, bro. I would be like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'd be that guy.
Well, yeah, think about it, bro. What if we're the ones that are, you know, disabled?
You know, if we are disabled.
It explains a lot, to be honest. I mean,
yeah, because I write like shit on my right hand, you know, but if I really try on my left, I could probably write like a little bit better, you know? So it's
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've seen your writing, bro. You write like a toddler, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy, bro. Like, I don't know.
I don't care. You're how old? You can't fucking write?
I'm 35.
35, bro.
I'm not even 35.
I know you're like 24, I think, 26, something like that. Yeah. But like, that's crazy as hell, bro. How are you gonna say 35, bro? Like, you're older than Ray, bro. Come on. Ray don't have no hair, bro.
Bro.
No,
hey, but he can rock. Hairline
was left in 1999, bro.
Yeah, that shit.
Where his music taste is.
It was that fucking wind yesterday, bro. That fucking shit blew up. Shit blew away, bro. God damn.
Love you, Ray, but you know, I throw my shots when I can, even if you're not here, bro. So you talking about wind yesterday? You told me you went to go golf, GPI.
Yeah, my bad, bro. It was super last minute. One of my homies texted me saying, "Hey, bro, last minute
or not, bro, a cell phone works the same, bro."
It does, but to a certain extent. You know what?
Hold on. Before I go into this side of it, let me tell everybody that we planned a thing to go play at Killer Golf in McAllen, right?
Okay, who's we? Hold on.
Let me finish. Me, Robert, and John. We went to Killer Golf and y'all want to tell me why Basan was already there?
Okay.
No invite. No nothing. But he was already there. Crazy.
All right. So let me say something, right? So y'all fucking heard it. It was him, Robert, and John. Where the fuck was my invite, bro?
Like, I called you and invited you like 4 hours in advance.
Nah, you called me when you were already on the road. And it's like, bro, I'm already here.
How?
Like,
you know? I called you at 2, bro. We didn't get there until 5.
Like, I feel bad for Robert, bro, because Robert texted me for the following day saying, like, hey, you're going to show up? I feel bad, bro. Like, I didn't fucking respond to him. But I, like, legitly told him, like, bro, like, I fell asleep. He was like, bro, you left at 6 or 7. Motherfucker, I was tired, you know? Like, what the fuck? What do you want me to do?
Hey, no lie, though. You should have shown up, bro. For one, it was cheap. And for two, I mean, we could have just been chilling, bro. What time does that place even close?
That's a good fucking question. I would say maybe 12, 1.
Okay, I was going to say, if that shit closes at like 4 a.m., bro, it's a game changer.
Hey, you see, but we can make that, bro. The little 4-day breaks there. You know what I mean? To go.
No, it closes at midnight, bro.
It does.
You see, it wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it. I just, what I've come to realize is I suck, right? Mm-hmm. I suck at golf. But it was fun. I'll be honest with you, bro. I almost broke my clubs like 3 times.
Neta.
Yeah, I was getting pissed.
Yeah, you see.
I'm hitting the hole. I'm hitting the ball, right? I'm hitting it, and I'm seeing the ball hit right in the middle of the screen, brother.
Oh, man.
Right in the middle. I'm seeing it hit, and it ends up, I'm hitting, like, middle of the screen, a little up, and it's there, bro. Like I see it if, IRL, bro, in person at Ebony or wherever, is going up. Is going at least 40, 50 yards.
Hell yeah.
And in game, I'm going like a foot. made sense, dog.
No, yeah, bro. That thing, I don't know, bro. Like, I mean, it's cool and all. Like, you don't got to go fucking look for your ball. Like, do like little shit. I'm in the AC. Like, you know, like,
when the AC wasn't really working, and we're being
honest. Bro, the AC was not fucking shit, bro. I remember when you had called me, I was like, hey, bro, it's hot as fuck in here, bro.
Bro, yeah, that's why I went in like fucking gym shorts and fucking regular t-shirt, bro. Once you told me that, I was like, hell no, I'm not sweating.
Yeah, no, dude, that bitch was fucking going, bro. That shit was fucking rolling.
But the beer was expensive, but aside from that, if it was like Kicking Axes, right, where it was fucking BYOB, that place would be popping.
Oh yeah,
daily.
It should be daily. Like that though. It should.
That'd be a game changer. Charge them for like, hey, you know what? If you're bringing in an ice chest, hey, we charge $20, right? $20 yeah. fee for, per ice chest.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
You act like you sold two beers because their beers are like fucking $10.
Yeah.
You act like you sold two beers. They bring in whatever the fuck they want. They drink it. They're chilling. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, man. That's all it takes. That's all we need. That's all we ask for, you know?
It's cool, though. I like it. For anybody here that listens, that likes to golf, and you live in the RGV, Killer Golf in McAllen. It's recommended. Recommended.
Yeah, it's a good place.
You might get pissed, and it's okay. I think we've all been there, but it's cool. I enjoyed it.
No, yeah. Bro, and then like yesterday, bro, when I went golfing, we were there at Ebony, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking see Lieutenant, bro. Lieutenant Kevin, just there chilling.
Yeah, he's there every day, though, bro.
Yeah, he is, bro.
He's going for PGA this year, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, bro. I wouldn't
be surprised. Every day, bro. Matter of fact, he just texted a while ago if we wanted to go.
I know, and I was going to respond, bro, but I was like, nah, we gotta get this stuff done. You know, we got a schedule, you know?
Yeah. A schedule that you're always late to, bro.
Bro, don't. They don't got to know
every
that.
Every day, bro. Today. It's 11:46. We started at 11. What time was it? 11:04, I think, or 02, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode was supposed to be started at 8:15 in the morning.
Bro.
And this man showed up 3 hours late.
I had to fucking shower, all right?
Make it make sense.
I had to shower, bro. That's what it was.
A 3 hour shower, bro?
Bro, if y'all don't take long showers, bro, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I'm not saying right now I did it, but take it like a little six pack in there.
What?
Shit, dog. You're going to have the fucking time of your life, bro. Let me tell you.
Bro, you're not even in there showering at that point, bro. Drinking.
Hell yeah, drinking, take a little speaker, take some fucking, some Velos in there, some Zenachinos. Dog, you could be there all fucking day. You got a toilet. That's all you need.
That's crazy as fuck, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. You got to try it one of these days.
So that's all I heard, right? And all A-Shift is going to hear is that you shower to drink, but you don't actually clean yourself. You just get wet. That's crazy. You already said it, bro. You can't take it back.
I'll run you my itinerary in the shower. You want that?
This motherfucker has an itinerary. What's your itinerary? Go. All
right, bro. You walk in, right? You walk in, shut the fucking door. You don't even lock it. Don't lock it. Don't lock
it. That's bold as fuck. Nah, okay.
Yeah, you don't gotta lock the door. You open the fucking thing. I don't know what people have the showers they have, but you open my shit, you open. All right. You open the little fucking thing, flip the thing.
What thing? A fucking door?
Yeah, you open the door. Like, you pull the door like it's a pool. All right? You fucking turn on the water. Put the jams on, right? You put the fucking jams on. Get the speaker going. Do whatever you need to do. Boom. Brush your teeth. Going hard, right? Let the shower do its job. Let it fucking cook in there. Like, you know what I mean? I forgot a step. I usually close the door just to create that steam. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're fucking ready. Now you're ready. And after you...
Okay,
you,
how long is this part taking?
Oh, bro. I'm running you everything right now, bro. This is like classified shit right now.
Okay, like, but that, how long is it taking you?
The shower or like everything?
Like this step that you just said, that you're opening the door, you go in there, you turn it on. How long are you waiting? What's
not
the time
even,
frame like?
Not,
is
not
this
even
hour
like
one? 10 minutes. Is this hour two?
Not even 10 minutes, brother.
Okay, 10 minutes in. Okay, yeah. 10 minutes in.
If you need to take a shit, I recommend you do. You know, because we're not trying to get out of that fucking shower.
Okay. Boom.
Pop a little a velo in. You know what I mean? Pop a little fucking velo in. Right. We're, dude, at that moment, bro, when the shit starts hitting, you're already in the fucking water, bro. Like, you just see that shit. You fucking feel it. You're like, oh my God. This is it. Like, this is it. I'm not even bringing up the beers, bro, because the beers, shit, dog. Take me a fucking... Oh, man. I'll be there for a fucking minute.
That's fucking crazy.
Shit,
dog. I can't with you, bro. I'm
telling you, dog.
Oh, man, dude. Oh, that's right.
It needs to be recommended everywhere, worldwide. Everyone needs to do that shit.
They're gonna call, you know how they do like the, what is it? The workout shit. They do like the Murph and shit like that. They're gonna do the Basan shower.
Gotcha.
That's crazy, bro.
Fucking ice bath. Fuck all that, bro. We don't need none of that. And that's crazy, bro, because now I'm thinking about it. I opened the fucking door with my left hand. So.
Now you're just fucking fucking with yourself, bro.
Yeah, now I'm fucking really thinking about it.
You know what's funny is that every time I see you on your phone, bro, what hand is it in?
It's in my fucking left,
it's
bro.
In your fucking left
that's
hand,
That's what I'm
bro.
Saying, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't know,
every
man.
Time you're popping a Zin, bro, you're always putting it in your mouth yes, with the bro. Left hand, bro.
Yes, bro. Yes. So I don't know, dog. Shit. I don't
Think
know
about it,
us.
Bro. You use your left hand for a lot of shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. Bro, speaking of that, too, bro, like going with like the left hand, I gave shit to my lieutenant, right? Mm-hmm. And then our next shift, I get a text message from our captain. And she was saying like, oh, you're going to be at station 5. What the fuck? Fucking texted. I texted my lieutenant. I was like, AOT. You know, I didn't mean that shit. You know, like, right, whatever. Like, you don't got to send me to Narnia. Like, what the fuck? And then he puts, like, a gif of, like, some bullshit. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
So when are you going to 5?
No. Like, that was a couple weeks ago or something like that. That was just for the day because someone was out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just at 3 yesterday, bro, or the day before.
I know, bro. Now I'm pending, bro. I wonder where they're going to send me. Because, yeah, bro, I've already been at Central for 8 months.
I think they're going to wait till the new hires, I think. I don't know, bro.
That's funny that you say that, bro. I was talking with JP a couple of days ago, and he was saying the same thing. He's like, bro, they're going to move you when they pick up someone.
Yeah. That's probably what it's... So, like, can we just test it, right?
Yeah.
So with that, I think it might be on around that time frame. Whenever they do that switch, like whenever they bring on those people and shit, I think that's when it'll be done. I mean, we have 2 in the academy. I don't know how many we're supposed to hire from this group. Mm-hmm. Probably 2 for sure, because we have to backfill Josh and Marcus.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. No fucking idea. I had 2 people that I know test. Did you know anybody that tested?
Yeah, I have probably like a handful. I mean, they came from my...
Left hand or right hand?
They're all right-handed. All right? Yeah.
No, I meant you said handful. I meant you're left or they're...
Oh. And I tell you what's crazy, bro. I literally looked up and I was like, I counted with my left, which is fucking weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. That shit's fucking crazy, bro.
It's fucking with your mind now, right?
It really is, bro. It really fucking is. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm not gonna cap.
So you have a few people.
Yeah.
Other agencies are just new to the service?
No. They're from other agencies from my previous department.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I have like two friends. One of them actually used to work for Medcare.
Oh, okay.
He worked there with us at 2, and then he left. He got hired in another city, and he was there, and then now he's wanting to come this way. So, obviously, just more pay. So, I think that's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
And then another buddy of mine from the car scene, he wanted to get into it too, so he tested. We'll see, yeah. Man. I don't know how many we're supposed to hire fully, like exact numbers, right? Because I think only the brass knows that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, we have two in the academy right now, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about those two, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't even know what week they're in.
Not me either. Oh, you know what, bro? I think they just did. I know they did ladders and they were doing like the fucking the bailouts and shit. We're doing whatever.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I just saw a post.
Wait, don't you have a buddy in there?
In the academy?
Yeah.
Nah.
Or is it John? I think it might have been John.
Yeah, it was probably John.
I think so. Hey,
John?
Yeah, John do nothing, Dutton. John, mijito.
No, yeah, bro. And then, like, now they changed the... Now you don't need the... Well, you need the physical paper, bro. Because, like, the past few times that I've tested for, like, the city, they would make you go get, like, a doctor's signature, you know? Go
yeah,
get
yeah,
the physical
yeah.
Before you do the exam. I thought, to me, I thought that was the most stupidest fucking shit ever. Like, why am I going to take a fucking exam and I fucking fail and I just fucking dropped, like, maybe 50, 60 bucks... Just for a doctor just to, like, touch my nuts. Like, you know? Like, what the fuck? Like, I got fucked both ways. Like, you know? Well, now they're doing it the other way. So now you take the test first. They give you, like, the doctor's thing or whatever. You take it, and then you go drop it off. So I think that's pretty cool. That's a good little change, in my opinion. And then I think after that, bro, I think it's just solid background. And then the agility. I wonder when the agility is going to be. Probably like what?
Well, I think it's the civil, the written, then that the approval of the doctor to do the agility. You do the agility, then after that, it's the interview, background, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't even know. I don't know when the agility is. I wonder if we're on shift. They normally do it on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, bro, they do.
Dude, and that's we because had over 100 people, bro.
Yeah, I was 160, bro.
That's crazy.
That is fucking crazy. That is fucking wild.
That's a lot of people. I heard that it was a little over 100. I didn't know it was 160. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We won't even have that many people hired, bro. We're at like 80 something or 90.
Like on shift?
In the department.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, on shift, I think we're at like, I think we're at 60 something.
Fuck.
Yeah, you know, think about it. We have a little over 20 on every shift except A shift now after we lost two.
Yeah.
Not including the captains either.
Yeah, it's chingos and momos. Holy shit.
Chingos and what?
Momos.
What the hell's that?
You don't know what momos are?
Like, no. Just,
like chingos are like palaos, like, you know, just there.
You mean monos?
Momos. M-O-M-O. Have you never heard of that?
Nah, bro.
It's probably like a fucking my old department thing, bro.
As I said, it sounds like a San Juan thing. Momos. I would have understood monos like fucking, like monos like fucking, what do they call? Like
yeah, like a mono, like a fucking yeah. Doll or some shit, right?
Yeah. I would have understood that. Momos?
Yeah, momos. Well, if you say it like that, like it doesn't sound disrespectful, but like if I call you like, hey, bro, you're a fucking momo. Like, you know what I mean? That sounds... like bad, like, you know?
I mean, it sounds stupid. I don't know if it sounds bad.
It probably is stupid, but I don't know, dog. I don't momos. Know. Momos. But we do have chingos of fucking momos there.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Tons, actually, to be honest with you.
Hell yeah.
But hopefully they do hire enough people, like backfills, and then they include new positions. So we can man another truck, brother.
Yes, bro. Yes.
That would be lit, right? Because I get my position, I get to chill, stay on A shift, and we're good. Life is good.
Yep.
I think that would be good though. And on top of that, with the way the department's going, right? We want to increase our ISO rating. Manning a ladder truck would definitely assist with that.
Oh yeah, bro. And
dude, it's just our fleet right direction. Now. Our fleet is fucking crazy, bro.
On some real shit though, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
our fleet is having a midlife crisis, bro.
Yep.
All, like, a fucking majority of our engines were out at one point. We were on the reserves. I was on engine 3 yet last shift. The engine 3 don't got no AC, bro.
Oh, hell no, nah, dog.
Hell I've been so nah. comfortable at station 2 with all the new trucks and... Damn, bro.
I mean, shit, we're already fucking manning truck 1, bro. We're already just there, chilling. That's yeah. all we got. That's all we fucking got there.
Yeah, well, rescue 1's at 2.
Yeah.
Engine 4 is still good. Engine 5 is still good. Engine 3 just got back. I don't know when engine 1 is coming back. Engine 2 should be coming back hopefully within like a month or two, I think. I think that's what Eagle 8 said. Like maybe 3 months, I think.
You see, bro.
Like, they gotta wait for that bumper, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like if you guys get fucking engine 2, bro, they're gonna fucking put us on rescue 1, bro. I fucking hate rescue 1. It's a cool truck, bro. I like it. It's fucking badass, you know, like whatever. But I mean, bro, it's just shingles of bullshit, like, you know, just shingles of fucking bullshit, and I'd rather just be in the truck where we can actually, like, fight fire, do our fucking, I mean, because you could do it in rescue 1, but, I mean, there's no supply line, bro, like, you know, yeah, it's either we're fucking first in, or we're not doing shit at all, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's, like, one of, like, the biggest things, and at least with truck, like, we can assist with, like, water supply, we have hand lines, you know? We have a fucking front bumper, you know? We have a
bunch have hand lines on rescue as well.
Yeah.
It just... And to be honest with you, I mean, you're not, I mean, starting a you know, structure fire attack or something like that, you're not going to be too focused on a hydrant. You got enough water to last for a bit.
Oh, yeah. For
by the time another engine gets on scene, drops 5 inch, like, you're good.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I think it's weird that there's no supply line on rescue. At least maybe like 100, 200, 300 feet. You know what I mean? Dude,
yeah.
The minimum of how far we normally are from a hydrant, you know?
Yeah. Oh, minimum, yeah, bro.
But I guess there's just not enough room for it, bro. I don't know.
Gee, man, that's a big fucking truck, bro. Like, big, bro.
Yeah, I drove it for the first time this cycle, bro. I'd never driven it before. Well, yeah, that truck came in service, and it was at Central. I've been at 2 ever since.
Holy shit. So how long have you guys had the truck, or that rescue?
Like, 2 years.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, because I came to Central when I promoted to a driver, right? Mm-hmm. In June of 23. No. Yeah, I don't remember. In June of something. Maybe it was 22. I think it was 22. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it was 22. So in June of 22, I got promoted to driver. I got moved to Central, and we were on truck. It was truck 3 at the time, but it's truck 1 now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were rolling with. So I was, you know, that was the first time it was in service too. So we had the luxury of, you know, using it before everybody. Good truck. Then a little bit shortly after that, like 6 months later, I got moved to 2. Been at 2 ever since. And then that's at some point within that time, that's when it went in service.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, but I'd never driven it before. So... It was cool. And we had some calls too, so.
Yes. But you stayed on A shift.
What do you mean?
Before you promoted, you were already on A shift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've that's right. I haven't left shifts. I've been on A shift since I got hired.
Damn, BC, bro. That's what I like, bro. That's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah, so the last ones, like, out of all the officers, the only original lieutenant from A shift is Danny. And that's just, he's not even technically an original A shifter. He was on B shift before.
Mm.
But he like original, I guess I got hired on A shift and stayed on A shift. I think the only one is JP.
Holy shit.
I think. I'm trying to think, but yeah, I think it's just JP. Because Kevin was from B shift. Ray was from B shift. Mike was from C shift, and David was from C shift. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Even our captain was from C shift too.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yeah, so it's
crazy. Yeah, don't expect, if you're looking to promote, don't expect to stay on your shift. I've had to come to terms with that. promoted, like taking the lieutenant test, I've had to come to terms with the fact that I might not stay on A ship.
A plus fuck it.
And I just hope that it's now looking at the way things are, going to lieutenant, I wouldn't mind going to B shift. I just don't want to go to prevention. I'm not ready for it.
Nah. I don't think
you're going
that bad, bro. Nah, not right off the bat.
I mean, the only plus side, and this is fucked up, the only plus side of prevention is a take-home unit. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Other than that, everything else sucks. No more getting to play with fire. No more nothing. Now you just do events and make floats. That's it.
Holy shit.
And I'm not with it. I still want to be on the truck. So I think prevention needs to be one of those things that the person either needs to really want to do it, or they've already accepted, like, hey, you know what? I've done what I needed to do in suppression. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
That way they can excel in it, right? Because that's an important part of the fucking department, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just is not for everybody, man. That's the thing.
Yep.
It's like every other thing, right? Like training-wise. Not every subject in firefighting is for everybody. Some people just, hey, you know what? I got a 70 in it. I passed it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that, like, I enjoyed it or whatever the fuck. Like, that's ropes for me. I'm not a big fan of ropes.
No, yeah. I'm the same way, bro.
So, like, to me, it's not as important. But, like, Ray and some other guys, they like ropes. So, you know, more power to you to learn whatever you want to learn. I just, to me, it's not, like, my cup of tea. I know, the basic shit, what I need. Mm-hmm. But if you were to sit here and tell me, hey, give me a whatever kind of knot, like a different knot than a fucking overhand safety or a fucking clove hitch, like I'm probably going to be there and be like, the best I could do, bro, is give you a figure eight on a bike. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
But anything else? Yeah, I can't fucking do it. I don't know why. It's weird. Aside from that, Basan, what else do you got? What do you got going on in the life of Basan?
So far, nothing right now, bro. I mean, I'm gonna keep it honest. I mean, I'm doing like little shit here and there, kind of going back to school, trying to get the degree. You know what I mean?
How's that going?
That shit's going good, bro. It's going pretty good. There's a lot of fucking reading, let me tell you, bro. Right now. Yeah. And that's because I wanted to take all six classes for like the associate program or whatever right off the brim. No, bro. I'm fucking
glad. Bro, how did you get it done so quick, bro? When I tried it, they told me I had to go do like all these tests and all this other shit.
So like right now, I still need to go do that shit, bro. But like right now, I'm just doing like the fire part of it. And all they ask for is just like your employment. So I'm fucking there. Texting like Maddie, emailing her, and like, hey, like I need this, I need that. And then she's like, she was like, okay, like whatever. Bro, it took her like a couple of days, bro, for her to get that. And I was like, fuck, like I need to like turn this shit in like now. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. She finally gives me the letter. I sent it to the admins there at the college or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, bro, they set me up and do all that shit. And like I said, bro, I was gonna sign up for like all six classes, like right off the bat. Fuck no, bro. Thank God I didn't, dude, because these three are fucking just kicking my ass.
So, I was going to say, how many are you doing? So you're doing half.
Yeah, I'm just doing half, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go back to do mine too, but fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, right now it's not too bad, bro. No, it's nothing. You don't pay anything for it. It's because it's...
Like you have to... I know you don't pay for the classes itself, but how much was... I know you have to pay for, like, books and shit like that.
Well, if you want to, you know? But, I mean, you can look online, and then you can kind of find some. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, bro? Like, you know?
I do ebook for everything.
Yeah, me too.
But I just haven't... I mean, that's the only thing I knew that you have to spend on is, like, all the fucking books and all that. Whatever else the fuck you need.
Yeah, I think the only... I think I probably only spent is like 25 cents, bro. Yeah, I swear to God. And that was crazy. For everything, bro. For everything.
Hey, did you end up taking the vehicle electrification class or any trainings?
No, sir. No, sir. They denied me, bro. They already had a lot of people, bro. They had like two. I think they had like three or four from our shift, bro.
Yeah, Sam, Mena. I don't know who else was it. I don't know who the third one was, but I know Sam and Mena were there.
Well, I think, what's his name? John was there too, no? You're talking about the vehicle stabilization, like the heavy vehicle rescue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think John's there. Cassie's there. Matt's there.
No. That's too many, bro.
I swear, bro. I swear.
Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea about that. Yeah, I just applied for my instructor 3.
Oh, shit. Cool. Damn, bro.
Hey, bro, instructor 2, bro, I don't understand how I failed the first time and then I retested and I passed the second time with like flying colors, bro. It don't make sense. Fuck. I didn't even read, bro.
Bro, it's just a matter of time, bro, to start hosting our own academy, bro.
Yeah, bro, we're gonna do the 4-day breaks academy. You're gonna get certified as a firefighter in 4 days, bro.
In 4 days. That's all that's all you need, bro. That's all you need. Holy shit. Let me tell you.
4 days. Okay. 4 days plus about another like 200, but 4 days.
Yep.
From this episode to the next, you're gonna be a firefighter, I guarantee it.
Yes, sir. Yes, fuck.
At least on Facebook. Maybe not with the state, but on Facebook you will.
At least to us, you'll be a firefighter.
You'll get a little 4-day break certification. Yeah, the 4-day breaks commission on fire protection. that'd be crazy, bro. That ultimately, that's what I'd like to do, bro. I'd like to start doing some trainings.
Yeah,
kind of like what Diamondback does. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do some stuff like that and set it all up.
Damn, bro. I'll be fucking sick.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. We'll see. I'd like to do kind of like what the Fools do too, man. That's something that I've always liked and admired about all the guys in the Fools is the training that they bring down, bro. Like it's not like our normal training that we do here. It's shit that's like not from here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the type of shit that I like. Cause you get to learn from other perspectives from other cities, like even bigger, like even if they're not a bigger city, but like somewhere else on how they do shit, you know?
Oh yeah, bro.
It brings a different dynamic to it. So I fuck with it, but I'd like to do stuff like that. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah, bro. There's a lot of shit cooking here, bro. There's a lot of
tons, bro. Other than that, I don't have anything special from this cycle. We didn't really do much. I was kind of up and around. Went to station 3 twice and that was it. Been at 2, been at 3, just vibing. Nothing major.
Yeah, nothing. There was really nothing here, bro.
Yeah, it's been a slow few weeks. Other than that, guys, don't forget to enter the giveaway. It's free. You know, it don't cost you nothing but 2-3 minutes to enter. Show some support, show some love and stuff like that. And hopefully you win. Hopefully you get some of the prizes. Other than that, I think we're going to end it off here next week in 9 days. I'm trying to remember. Do we have a guest? I think we do. I could be tripping.
I think we do, bro. If I'm not mistaken.
I think we do. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to Juan. He's the announcer / commentator for the Firefighter Challenge. Great dude. So it'd be cool to see his perspective on things and kind of chop it up, see what he got going on.
Yeah, bro.
That'll be up for next episode for everybody tuning in. Juan from the Firefighter Challenge, he's the voice actor. He's cool as hell. He's also my dad's age, so I call him Pops. So when I call him Pops, he's going to get mad. he's a great dude, man. He's awesome. Other than that, that's all I got. Basan, you got anything?
Nope, that's it.
All right, y'all be safe, and we'll see you in 9 days.
Yes, sir. Take care.